Do you think that the interest in neoadjuvant therapy for HER2-positive tumors, particularly in the lower-end size, you know, like around 2 centimeters, has diminished in recent years with the results of the AFFINITY trial that kind of weren't maybe as much as we would like, but also because I've heard people say this, because of the paclitaxel trastuzumab regimen, that if they give the neoadjuvant therapy, now they're committing to the TCHP, whereas if they let the patient go to surgery, maybe they'll be able to get away with just paclitaxel.
So I think that's the case for somebody with a 1.5 centimeter tumor. If you start talking about patients with a 2, 2.5, 3 centimeter tumor, I think you can argue that those patients aren't really appropriate outside of a trial for TH alone. And so there, I'd say, give your neoadjuvant therapy.
And I mean, everybody now has obviously lots of experience with various adjuvant regimens, including the paclitaxel trastuzumab regimen. I get the sense in talking to people, there's a pretty substantial difference in toxicity and tolerability that, I don't know, in your own mind, when you use TCHP, what you think the likelihood is that the patient's going to have enough of a problem that they're not going to be happy as opposed to paclitaxel trastuzumab.
So with paclitaxel and trastuzumab, of course, we perceive it to be pretty easy. But for a lot of patients, it still is, you know, it's real chemotherapy. People get neuropathy to some degree and other problems. But it's the rare patient who doesn't get through it, and a lot of people tolerate it very, very well. I find that TCHP is a pretty tough regimen. I think TCH can be a tough regimen from a sort of quality of life standpoint, and you add the P and it's that much tougher. So I think they're really quite different. Now, the question is, how different is THP and TCHP? I think there's a difference there as well. I think it's less dramatic than comparing TH alone.
So I just want to sort of take your pulse in terms of pertuzumab in the adjuvant setting and first ask you, a lot of people say they think about it very seriously in people with node-positive disease. Agree?
Agree.
What about the larger node-negative tumors?
You know, it's been a long time since I saw somebody with a big node-negative tumor that's HER2-positive. I mean, it happens. It's just not that common. I think if somebody wants to use pertuzumab in that setting, it's fine.
Well, maybe it depends on how you define big. Let's say 2.5 centimeter.
Yeah, so I don't define that as big.
Oh, how about 2.5, though?
So in somebody with a 2.5 centimeter node-negative cancer, I'm not convinced that pertuzumab adds a whole lot, if at all. Certainly the data from AFFINITY wouldn't make you think that it does, and I'm not in a rush to give those patients pertuzumab. You talk about a 4 or 5 or 6 centimeter node-negative cancer, I have a different feeling about it.
So the other question, probably the most common question we hear about this, is in the post-neoadjuvant setting, because there's so many people out there like that. What we've been hearing, it's interesting, in the non-PATH-CR situation is usually pertuzumab. But in the PATH-CR, we see a real split. It's almost 50-50 in investigators, whether they use it or not, with all kinds of different rationales. I think we're seeing in the community less pertuzumab with PATH-CR. I don't even know what the logic is. I mean, you can make up so many different arguments, but for us, it just gets down to asking people what they do, and it seems like people are all over the place when there's a PATH-CR. How do you think it through? Actually, when I interviewed Joyce, she told me she actually looks at what they started out with, like if the nodes were positive before, et cetera. But anyhow, how do you look at the PATH-CR situation?
I think it's challenging because if a patient has achieved a PATH-CR with a pertuzumab-based regimen, you don't know how important the pertuzumab was in achieving that PATH-CR. So in that patient, I actually tend to use pertuzumab. Now, I don't treat patients with clinical stage 1 disease with neoadjuvant therapy, so I'm not in this situation where, oh, this patient might have been a candidate for TH alone. I actually am less comfortable backing off there. I do understand the rationale, and the rationale is that patients do very well after a PATH-CR, and so maybe they don't need as much. But the truth is, they do well after a PATH-CR because they, maybe partially because they get a year of anti-HER2 therapy. So that's a group of patients where if they achieved a path CR in the stage 2 and 3 setting with a pertuzumab-based regimen, I'd continue the pertuzumab.